maybe he's not going to come. Rabbi Yosi ben Shlomo Emer Hashechis Abachar Voitzer Makom LaPchayvus Mikan Mikan V'Toylish Asaseh. So you take the chayvus, the hatchet, and you go and you separate the here, the neck, and the area here to there. Shalom Aleichem. We were solving all the world's problems while you were away, so we thank you very much.
Yeah.
Okay, so you go and you take the hatchet and you go and you separate the hair of the wool, mikan umikan, the toilish es haseor, and you pull out the sin. Now, what's the chiddush? The chiddush over here is that even though the animal of a chor is a carbon, and you're not allowed to be nene to derive benefit from a carbon. Right. It's not considered to be.
Is this your Gemara?
No.
Okay. Considered to be.
It's not considered to be goizes. Because it's all in preparation for the shechita sakarba. Okay, uvulvad shalo yezizenu b'mekaymo. You may not go pull it out. Look at Rashi. Oysem mokam b'koyvitz menat mefane es haseor mikan l'mokam shechita sasakin. You go and you move the here to make room for the place of
shechita.
The shechita. Fine. The toilet is just that, but you're not allowed. It says over here, Oisvah because we have the kind of toilish and you're allowed to be toilish. Esaserashi, Lakan of the toilish sayer, Lakan of the kind of Lamokam, Hatahasakin, Mishum Halodo, the loyam rinon goize suez of Hoy, you're allowed to pull out the hair, and it's not considered to be a sort of what? Because that's because Halodo. What is Halodo? Halodo is when you borrow the knife. If you can't see where the knife is cutting, there are many different dargas, and what is Halodo? Chalad basically means the simplest example of chalad is when you put the knife in between the cut and the hashet.
Yeah.
Right? You put the knife in between, you cut upwards. So basically, the place of the chatach where you're cutting is concealed, it's not exposed. Right, what is chalada? Chalada means you took the knife and you stick the knife in between the kon and the veshet.
So you're not seeing
what you saw, and then you cut upwards. You're not seeing what you're cutting.
Right.
So therefore, when you have here, when you have a thick collection of wool or hair on the neck of the animal, and you're sticking the knife in that area, it's also a geder of chalada.
Even though you're doing the right direction.
Correct. Now, is it really la halacha ma'is mamish called chalada? Not necessarily, because chalada means only when it's mamish bosa. Sayer, I'm not so sure that this is a din de arais of chalada,
right.
But it's begedet, it's like abizrayu de chalada.
Okay.
Abizrayu de chalada, the meila, you let it go, remove the sin, mikan, mikan. Uvach lo yazi zenu mukam over the rashwas, and lishon mukam shlo yaimru gizizo oved bekodashim. So you do this indirectly. Don't go take a shaver. And go and shave off the place of the shechita in preparation for the shechita, because that's going to look like mamish. That does not look right. But rather, you do with the knife, you move the hatchet, mikan ulakan, and then you do shechita. Then no one's going to suspect. No one's going to accuse you of doing of gaziz of avol. So vlad shlo yazi zenu shlo yoyim gaziza avi bekodashim eli yanichenu misubach imat semer mikanu mikan. Leave the hair, misubach means a thicket. Leave it as a thick cluster of hair, mikanu mikan, and then it's going to be okay. So if you have to do this, know that it should be kosher shrita, but don't go overboard. So nachmol the mishnah, b'yisayil mishum shalom emer, ha'shir sa b'chol v'yisayil mishum shalom emer, ha'shir sa b'chol v'yisayil mishum mikan, v'toylish sa seir v'vad shlo yazir m'koyim ha'y, v'chein toylish sa seir l'yisayil mishum mum. Another halach, you're allowed to go pull out the seir to see the mishum mum. It's also not a violation of geziza. Are we good?
Yeah.
Gemara. Amara halacha Rabbi Yosi ben Hamishulam. Right. That was we had a similar one yesterday.
Right.
What about on the Yom Tov? What does it mean? We connect the Rashi. Behemas chulin mishum shchita boy lemevad oiloi. What about on the Yom Tov? Yom Tov. There's an iser derais of goizes. It's a malacha, but I want to do shchita. So am I allowed to do this on Yom Tov in order to prepare for Shechita? Maybe you have to do this before Yom Tov. Are you only allowed to do Malach on Yom Tov that you couldn't do before Yom Tov? Why are you allowed to Shecht on Yom Tov? Why can't you Shecht before Yom Tov? Think about it. Why can't you Shecht today? Yom Tov, you're allowed to do Shechita. Why? I could have done the Shechita yesterday. What's the answer? The answer is not fresh.
So you can't have done this.
Today, when you eat a piece of chicken, how long ago was it slaughtered?
A long time ago.
What?
Probably a long time ago.
At least 3-4 days. maybe even a week. Correct?
That's it.
So time of Chazal, if you don't shecht it boy bayoyim, if you would eat meat, only poultry and meat that was slaughtered boy bayoyim, you wouldn't believe it. The quality of the meat is so different. When they freeze, when you freeze meat and chicken, it ruins the whole thing. It's not you don't even realize. You don't even realize how much we're missing today.
Mm-hmm.
If you would go and they would take an animal, they would shecht it, and within a couple of hours, they would serve it to you, and they would not freeze it even once. This is a piece of meat. It's amazing how today that's not even an option. People only want these expensive meats. Oh, we fed it beer. Okay, the animal was raised in New Zealand, and we only drank beer its whole life, and these exotic kernels of wheat, and we gave it vitamins and all these zachen to produce. You know, it's a joke, because if you take the most shvacha animal and shecht it and don't freeze it and serve it to a person within a couple of hours, it would taste better than the meat they're selling in pomegranate at $300 a pound.
Really?
The industry does not allow for this possibility.
Mm-hmm.
So, Yom Tov, Chazal said Yom Tov, it's fresh. Yom Tov, you like to shecht the meat on Yom Tov, mamish, bo bayom. You do not need to shecht it before, but what when it comes to the wool? Let's say the wool, you want to shecht the animal, there's a lot of wool around the neck of the animal. There's no excuse for you to go and shear off the wool in the place of shechita on Yom Tov. You could have done this yesterday.
And then what? And then do the rest of it today.
And then do the shechita today. The shechita today. Yeah. You could have shorn off the wool yesterday. So, you got to go do some Yom Tov Rashi. Time, but Rabbi Yisrael Shlomo Mishum to Gosav Torah Shlav Lav Haynu Goize. So what's the shot of his? What's the makor of the halacha? Is it because Mamashi holds a toilet? Is not called Geziza toilet? Lav Haynu Goize. It's Mamash not called Geziza. Uvi Yom Tif also, and Yom Tif is going to be also. Why the Havilei Oiker Davar Migiduloi? I'm a Mela. When it comes to Chul, it's going to be Yosra as well. I didn't be almost so Yosra, but I'm still in toilet. It's not called Goizes. Now, why Bechor then? Rashi, Lava and Goizes. Bechor Giza, who the Osir? The Sivalo Sagois. Why does Rabbi Yosra ben Hamishulam permit the Kohen to go and shear off the wool? But a Bechor Baal Mum is also Begiza. So you know what the answer is? That's why it's Mutter, because it's not called Giza. Taking off the wool in the area of the neck is not called Giza. The prohibition of Giza is on the back of the animal, not on the neck. So it's not called Giza. So why then on Yom Tov? That's exactly why Rabbi Yosi ben Hamishulam said it's permitted. Time, Rabbi Yosi ben Hamishulam b'shem b'kusav v'telosh la'av ha'negoizis. But if Yom Tov was, but Yom Tov is still going to be us, you know why it's going to be us in b'shem 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 b'shem. But in Yom Tov, it's still going to be us because it's toilesh. Taking all the next animals called toilesh, Rashi. Rashi laf haynu goizes. Uvachar giza who does all by uvachar giza zos. This is low sagas. I dilma. The reason why Rabbi Yosi ben Hamishulam holds you're allowed to share the wool off the neck of the animal is because I dilma. We do always Rabbi Yosi ben Hamishulam toilish haynu goizes. For haynu tam to shav the chavalei davar shein mischavein. The reason why you're allowed to do this because you're not having kavana to do giza. Your kavana is to shchita. Therefore, davar shein mischavein. Oh, ebazei uvi yom tov davar shein mischavein. Eicher is mutter. Okay, so here the Gemara's lamdas. Here the Gemara's lamdas. It says in the Mishnah that if you give to a koyein a bechor bal mum, the koyein is allowed. Rabbi Yosi ben Hamishulam paskins.
The koyein
is allowed to basically shear the wool in the area of the mokayim hashchita
and use it for himself.
No, that's not the question. It doesn't say he's allowed to use it. That's not the issue. Using is another zaydik zach. Is he allowed bechlal to go and to maneuver the koyevitz, the hatchet, in order to make clear the area to do the shchita?
What would be the reason not?
what would be, because Giza, it is forbidden for a Kohen.
Giza for Giza's sake.
Giza. That's a Gzeris HaKosov.
Even though he's doing it for Shechita.
Exactly. You're not allowed to do Giza. No, that's the question. You're not allowed to do Giza on an animal. We have a drasha. The pasuk says that what do you do with an animal, a b'chor that's a bal mum? You give it to the kohen. What does the kohen do?
He cuts the.
What does the kohen do? The kohen eats it.
Yeah.
The kohen eats. The kohen shechs the animal. Is the kohen allowed to work with the animal?
No.
Is he allowed to shear the wool of the animal?
That's what we're discussing.
We're no, it's categorically forbidden for the kohen to shear.
Even though it's on the neck.
Oh. So now the chiddush is, even though it is categorically forbidden for the kohen to shear the wool of the animal. That's only on the back of the animal. But he is allowed to shear the wool on the neck of the animal to prepare it for shechita.
Okay.
For the Gemara, what's the lamdis of Rabbi Yossi ben Amishulam that permits one to shear the wool on the neck of the animal? Lamai nafkamina. Why do we need to know the lamdis of why it's permitted? Because we want to know if you're allowed to do the same thing on Yom Tov to an animal of chulin. On Yom Tov, it is permitted to shecht an animal of chulin. So therefore, you're allowed to do shechita on Yom Tov. But let's say the animal you want to do shechita, the area of the neck is blocked because there's too much wool. Is it permitted on Yom Tov to take a knife and to cut off that wool to prepare it for the Mokim HaShechita? So what will the question be? It will be totally in the lamdis of Rabbi Yossi ben HaMeshulam. When Rabbi Yossi ben HaMeshulam says that it is permitted to shear the wool in the area of the neck in preparation for the Bukhar, we want to know the lamdis. Because once we know the lamdis, we will know the halacha when it comes to Yom Tov, Chulin. So what are the options? Option number one, it's going to be mutter. Why? Why is it mutter? Because it's not called Giza. Giza is only when you shear the back of an animal, the belly of the animal. Shearing the neck of the animal is not in the world of halacha called the Maisa Giza.
And therefore you're allowed.
Therefore, when it comes to
why?
A Bukhar...
Why would the neck not Giza?
Because that's not the quality here. That's not where the wool grows. The quality wool that you use to go and make cotton
Giza
pants...
Giza is the hair. It doesn't mean the skin.
Wool.
When that belongs for the kohen.
When they go make a fancy suit, they get wool to make. Where do they get the wool from? From an animal. What part of the animal? The neck? No, they get it from the main chelik of the animal.
The neck, it's not such good quality.
It's not quality stuff.
It's more like schwanzes, whatever.
Even if it is good quality, the derech of Giza is not the neck. This is not the machus of Giza. I don't
know. The rest
know,
of the body.
The rest of the body. The mimela, that's why when it comes to the Bukhar.
Which daf, I'm sorry,
daf chav dalet. Chav dalet on the base. Chof dalet manas kahuna.
I knew that was coming.
So why is the mutter to share the wool of the neck of the animal? Because the neck of the animal is kohen is not allowed to engage in the avoida of Giza. Giza is categorically forbidden. So why then is the kohen allowed? To do so? So the answer is because that's not called the Maisa Giza.
Right.
Now, when it comes to Yom Tov, there's another issue.
Oiker
davar migiduloi. Just because it not, might not be considered to be Giza, it's still called the Molocha derayis of Toilesh.
Okay.
It's called Toilesh. You're pulling hairs out of the neck of the animal.
What Molochas are mutter on Shabbos?
On Yom Tov. On Yom Tov. Only Lo'echel Nefesh.
Okay.
But Toilesh is not mutter on Yom Tov.
Even
loichal nefesh. If it could have been done yesterday, there are melachos that are mutar loichal nefesh. If it could not have been done yesterday, could the talisha have been done yesterday before Yom Tov? Yes, it could. So therefore, since it's a melacha, you can't do it on Yom Tov. You can't. I just told you.
You said it's fresh. It tastes better.
Fresh meat. Shechita is considered. Shechita is considered melacha. You cannot do it before Yom Tov. Because shechita, fresh meat, nothing like
there's
a
no
fresh bagel.
No refrigeration, no freezers. Yeah.
Nothing like a fresh bagel. Nothing like it. Mela, it's mutter to do shechita. Is it mutter to do tlisha? No. Because you could have done the tlisha erev Yom Tov. Now, what about? But let's say the law of this Rabbi Yosef Shulam is not because of Giza. Do you know why? BMS, I'll tell you, fakert. that sharing the wool on the neck is called giza. Yeah?
Yes.
It's mamish giza. Right. Oh, if it's giza, so why then are you, is the kohen allowed to do this in order to shech the animal?
Yeah.
Teretz is, dovar she'enoi mischavein. When he is taking the knife.
Isn't there a machlokes about that?
What?
Isn't
well, that's the question. The Gemara is coming to suggest that the lomnis of Yosef and Amishulam is that by taking the, this hatchet and pulling the here azoy and azoy to make room for the mokai mashlita, even though inadvertently he will be engaging in the prohibition of what appears to be giza, it's permitted because that's not my intent. It's a davar she'enoi mischave.
It's a psikresh.
So we have to answer a good question. Either maybe it's not a psikresha. Maybe by pulling the here azoy and azoy to make room for the place to make a cut.
What do you giza? You're pulling out?
It says in the Mishnah, you're not mamish pulling out. You're taking the knife. The words of the Mishnah are,
Oysem
mokoim bakoifitz mikan umikan v'toilish esaseya. You're pulling out, but you're not pulling out in the normal way. I don't really know what this means. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Mifaneh, you make room. You make, means to push to the side. Is that what it means, Mifaneh?
You push to the side.
Es haseor, to here. Maybe you want to join us with the Dafyomi? Such a good bacha. You want to join us? You want to join us with the Dafyomi? Alamdan, you come join us every night? No? So you bring the Chavrus Oichet. Come learn Dafyomi. You come, we'll teach you what a balabas is, and you'll know not to be a balabas, you'll become a Talmud Chacham. You'll vaxize grois. By example, you shouldn't turn into us. No, now I can. These are grois that told me they'll come over here. This one is Mam Shricha Kodesh. She's like, the Ariza.
That's the Ariza. The Toilish is a son of Rashi, Lakan.
Mefane. You mefane es aser mikan mikan lemokam shchita sasakin. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yimafane, what is Yimafane? You push to the side. The Seor. The Seor means the here. Mikanu mikanu lumokim shchita sasakin. V'toilesh es haseor. Lekanu lekanu lumokim chatach hasakin mishum chalod. Now, there goes the lomis.
Not only you move it, but you actually tear it out. You rip it out.
Yes, I guess so. What is lekan? You toilesh lekanu. I'm not so sure it means you pull out. Even though the word toilesh means to pull out. Look at the words of Rashi. The toilish es haseor.
It's interesting, Lashem, what you're saying.
Lekan.
Yeah, Rashi doesn't.
I don't know. Okay, let's not. This is not the point that we need to focus on now. What we need to focus on now is the issue that you're taking this kofitz and you're making mokoim.
Chalada means it's not going to cut so smoothly?
No, chalada is one of the five we discussed borrowing. Before you came. Borrowing. One of the five prohibitions.
What is it called?
Borrowing.
Like you go into the. Into the neck. Without
it's hidden. The knife is cutting without observance. There's no mashkiach on the knife. Mm-hmm. If you put the knife in between the kone and the vesher and you cut upwards,
yeah.
That's called chalada. It's shchidus treif. Because you can't see the cut. When you cut, you have to see what you're cutting. If it's hidden. So if they have a thicket of here, and you put the knife in the here and you cut it, you don't see what you're cutting, that's a bizrayu of chalada. If you have, the issue of chalas. Now let's go weiter.
What is it called when it doesn't cut smoothly? What is that called?
That's called ikur. You're uprooting. Yeah, ikur. If you have a nick in the knife, is ikur. Ikur means you're not cutting. You are ripping. There are five halachas of shchita.
Yeah.
There is hagrama. Drosa, Ikur, Chalada, and what was the fifth one? I forgot already. The five psulim in Shchita. If the knife is not perfectly sharp, that is called Ikur. Because when you're cutting, you're not cutting due to the sharpness. A piece of flesh getting caught in the nick, and when you go weiter, you're ripping it. You're ripping it instead of cutting it with the sharpness of the knife. That's called Ikur. And then there's Hagrama. Shia was the fifth one. Hagram is where you're pushing. You're putting too much pressure. You push, it's called hagrama. Then it's called chalada. Chalada is where the knife is hidden.
Yeah.
It's not exposed. Then there's shahia. You cut. Take a break.
It's not good.
Go for a coffee break and you come back and you continue where you left off. That's shahia. And what was the fifth one? The fifth one was shahia, chalada, hagrama, ikor, And what was the fifth one I said before?
Yeah, grama.
That's how I said grama.
What does grama mean?
You push down, too much pressure. You press, and then there is you put the wrong card in the wrong place. Ikor is you pull out the simanim.
Agrama.
Ikor, shehiya, chalada, hagrama, and I said it before. All right, let's start again now. Let's go weiter. Let's focus on our Gemara. So here we have over here. It says Siddhi Tingo Yav Yidugi Hadrasa. Hadrasa is pushing you down. So Hagrama.
You just said.
I'm sorry. I made a mistake. Hagrama is you shech in the wrong place. Okay, too high up. Above the Shibui HaKoiva. Above the.
Yeah, we have that, yeah.
The Koiva is the helmet.
Yeah, yeah.
The helmet where it attaches itself into the jaw. That's called Hagrama. Hagrama means you turn the knife, you go too high up. That's Hagrama. Hadrasa. What's the word again?
Hadrasa.
Hadrasa is when you press, too much pressure.
Doires.
Hadrasa. Shehiya, you delay. Ikor is you rip out the ikor. What's ikor? What's ikor? You basically you go into the and you go. You put your hands in the neck and you rip out the simanim. You pull them out. What is nichlal in ikor? If the knife is not perfectly sharp, and the flesh gets caught in a nick, and then when you move the knife weiter, you're doing ikor instead of doing cutting. Okay. Ikor was never a shaila until the Baal Shem Tov came along. He invented the steel knife. And he changed shchita as we know it. Every shchita we eat from today is a product of the Baal Shem Tov. We're all Hasidim today. It's a fact. He was the one, if I'm not mistaken, it was the Baal Shem Tov was the one that was misakin. Isn't it amazing?
Yeah, but later on, nobody was you know people that were opposed to it?
Very
the
opposed.
The Vilna Gaon, all the...
Very opposed. I don't, World War III broke out over this. Mamish,
later, not it took,
I think, two or three generations until it was accepted.
Yeah.
Mishana. Mamish, this is Mamish against the Yadus.
Chodosh
Osman HaTorah. Mamish. Chodosh Osman HaTorah. They didn't accept it. They did not accept it. He was Machadish that the Shechita should be with steel.
Is that when steel came out? When did the steel come out?
Steel was invented in the... No, it was many, many years, 700 years before steel existed. However...
So how come nobody came up with that idea?
It was not available for the common man.
Oh.
Steel was only available for governments. Because it was very hard to produce.
During the time of Shem Tov, became more accessible.
Yes, to the common man, it became accessible, yes. So then it was available.
He was in the late 1700s,
yes,
I think, about Shem Tov.
Until that, it still was invented in the 11th century, something like that. Time of the Crusades, early.
It wasn't available.
It wasn't to the common man.
Yeah.
It first became available much later on in time.
Okay.
And therefore, he was Bechadish, and he felt that the advantage of cutting very sharply is much more important,
much
better than the, it's, everything is a trade-off.
Mm-hmm.
What was the problem until this point? The whole Gemara, every Daf Gemara, Masech Tehillim, cannot be understood if you don't know this Yisoid, that in ancient times, they did not use steel. They used iron.
Mm-hmm.
When you use iron, when you do Shechita, no longer takes? Shech. Takes,
no matter how sharp it is, it doesn't.
No matter
go.
How you can't get it that sharp. Iron doesn't become so sharp
because of the material, because of the
metal. In those days, there was no ADD. People had patience. They man, it's not a joke. They would go shech like this, man, like this. So what's the milo? What's the milo? You're not gonna have ikur. You're not gonna have a nick in the knife. It's not gonna happen. You're not gonna have a problem. It's not gonna happen. So some gvald gamilo. What's the chesaron? The chesaron is, people get tired. The knife is very heavy.
It's much heavier than steel.
Yes, much heavier. And also, it takes a very long time. So you have to cut.
So you were afraid he might be lazy. He might not do it.
Two things. You'll go, they're going to cut. They have to go cut maybe 10 times, 20 times, until you finish the job. So in the meantime, you may get tired. You'll stop. You stop for 1 second. Trafe. Number two, it's a heavy knife. And it's not going. Who's going to know if I put a little more pressure to get it over with? Hadrasa. Hadrasa.
Interesting what you're saying.
So this
was... a lot of disadvantages with iron.
Yes. Along came the Baal Shem Tov. What did he say? It's not worth... The disadvantages are not worth the advantage that you'll never get a nick in the knife. So what did he do? No more iron, steel. So steel has a new problem. What's the new problem with steel?
It's
very easy. It's very quick.
Get a nick.
varies. So there's no shiur. Do you ever see a shochet have a shiur problem on a shechting? Never. A bird, you don't. I think even
an animal goes much.
I watched a video. I watched online. Do an animal, a big gross animal. I think the whole thing took one to 1.5 times. They have a very big knife. It's like nothing. Mom's a joke. Humongous animal, like mamish, like a dinosaur.
Yeah, yeah.
And the sheikh goes, takes a big knife. Mom's a gross knife like this, and he goes.
And it's much lighter also.
Much lighter. He goes like a zoy, and it's all over. But it's all over. The Gemara talks about Shehiya. What Shehiya? Imam is like Azoy. And the Gemara talks about Hadrasa. Mm-hmm. No Hadrasa. You know why? Because it's steel. It's razor.
But you need Mashgiach to see if there's no nick.
Oh, so what's the trade-off? It's so easy for steel to get a nick.
Okay.
So this was the Chiddush of the Baal Shem Tov.
Yeah, that overweighed.
He felt that the technology in the Welt... Anayazach, Chodosh. The technology in the Welt was kedai to change the technique of Shechita. Is that a Chiddush? Today would never happen. Today, if we were still using iron today, and they invented steel, it would never happen. Never. Never would it be accepted. No way. Now, you know, there is, I'll give
you... Did you know that Gitchachnar says he was never accepted? You could use a pen... ball pen to write.
I was just about to say that, but you should know something now. So what do they use now?
Kesa Seifer.
Right. So
which some Seifer said you can't. Nobody could get smicha, be ordained to be a certified Seifer.
Eichel Barzel.
Eichel
Barzel.
Yeah.
However, you should know.
You have to know Seifer first.
Today, guess what? Today they're using plastic pens in Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah. As opposed to a feather.
What do they use today? They use it is a dogman hamuta beficha. Correct.
Yeah.
It's mamish pile plon. Every Sefer Torah today is written, and most, with the feather of a
turkey.
Yeah, yeah. Is there a Messer on a turkey? Mm. Is there a Messer that a turkey is a kosher bird?
No, that's...
There's no Messer. But it says, Minamutar dov minamutar beficha. So how in the world is every
that's
Sefer...
That's talking about the parchment, the cloth. It's not talking about the pen.
Not so.
I don't think the Gemara is referring
no,
to that.
No, not so partial. The ink for sure has to be, but the pen, you're right, Eichel Barzel. You're right, in a Hanami.
The tool that
so
you
to say that Barzel is no good and the feather of a turkey is good, and also there's no Masur for a feather of a turkey. There was no turkeys. And we're using a feather of a turkey.
I think you know the feathers from a turkey.
That's what it is. I took a course in Cyprus.
Oh, you took it?
Yeah.
Could have been a Masur, yeah.
Nah, not for me. we use a feather of a turkey. Where's the Masurah? Where's the Masurah for a turkey? What does the Gemara say? It says an Agam. A koneh shel agam. Any soif that's using koneh shel agam to write a sefer Torah? It says beferish in the Gemara. Ma zoche the koneh shel agam. Why was it zoche the koneh shel agam? Because it grows al kol mayim and Torah is mayim. There's a whole drasha. Why it was zoche? Do you know any sefer in the entire world that used the koneh shel agam to write a sefer Torah? It's a beferish in Gemara. My high. No one has an answer to this question. What? They use turkey feathers. And now, Chadoshim Labakorim, Rabbi Munasecha, new people came along and they started using plastic. They make plastic kumasim because a turkey feather has a problem, it gets worn very quickly. And you have to keep on cutting. Time is money. They have these laser, you have to make this ganze mais, ganze chokma, part of the course, you teach you how to make a kumas. Ganze mais to make the kumas. They make you buy laser made, comes out of mamish, out of a computer, the perfect precision made from hard plastic, cut perfectly. Perfect.
Plastic.
Plastic.
You dip it in egg.
Dip it in Zalbazach instead of using a feather of turkey.
So there were people that were critical?
So, they were Gedoil, they were very mamish.
Which Gedoil?
Of Rosen was very critical. Very critical. And guess what? They're all doing it now in Eretz Yisrael. Plastic. And then what about fixing? You cannot fix a Sefer Torah unless you are a tremendous mumcha with a turkey feather. When you write, you can write. But when you fix, it doesn't work like that. You need to use an Eichel Barzel to fix. You can't go fix little zachen. It doesn't work unless you mamish a mumcha, which there are very few people like that. So everyone, all the seifim use metal. They use special pens, special metal pens, and they have such cartridges.
Against it?
Rav Rosen says Rav Rosen was very upset, but no one listens to him.
You have to look up the shoe. Maybe bring some a car wine.
Messiah, I know his nephew, his grandson. He told me. He told me his grandfather was very, very upset about this, but no one listens to him. No one listens. All of the Soifrim today who are fixing Sifrei Torah are using with an 8-shell barzel. This is the Metzius.
Well, I heard Rabbi Yisrael Cohn spoke about this. I spoke to him about this. Yeah.
He gave a shir by us also. He gave a shir once a long time ago.
I remember when you were away.
Let's go weiter.
Okay, next.
Weiter, yeah. So we're over here. We're going. We have a high time. We show the high. The other shir is different. The Rosemar is the Davishim is Chavin. The reason why. What was the other side of the dilemma? Is that the reason why you're allowed to go take the kovitz and go and shear the wool of the neck of the animal is because Dover Shehidim Mischavim is mutter. Yeah? The same way Dover Shehidim Mischavim is mutter when it comes to Bukhar, it's not called the Maisa Giza. When it comes to Yomtiv, it's Oichid mutter. Yomtiv has the problem and it's Toilish. It's Toilish. Dover Migiduloi. But if it's Dover Shehidim Mischavim, then it's going to be mutter. Shlomo, you get okay with that?
Yeah.
Good. Bye for you tomorrow. That's the reason why there are tshuvas about this, and there are people who say, well, you can make your payas on Shabbos.
I toilish. It's not for sure. It's a dov shalom mischavel. It's not a psik reish you're going to tell.
Not a psik reish. Very good. So the Gemara always has
the dilemma.
And that Chavdal is up to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the bottom. Amalu, so we told them zilu shaylu hal avchananel. That's our dilemma. What's the lomdis? Rabbi Yosi ben Meshulam. Is it because it's not called Giza, or is it because Dover Shenem is Chavin? And the naftumin is Yomtif. When you do a shechita on Yomtif, are you allowed to first shear the wool and the neck before you do shechita? If it's because of Giza, then on Yomtif it's going to be Osir,
right?
Because there's another malacha called Toilish. If it's because
the avalanche of toilish comes from North Giza, because they used to do that in the Michigan, yeah.
No, toilish davar migidula. It's even in the karka. Even toilish is not Giza. I don't know the answer to your question. I don't know.
I thought toilish is a tonda of Giza.
Is it?
Because in the Mishkan, they needed the
charisha. Maybe told of charisha, plowing. I mean of Ketzira. Ketzira, where you do harvesting.
Oh, maybe you're right.
I don't know. Let's go weiter. If Shailuchu. Now, what does that mean? Told him, go ask. A very interesting answer to be poached the dilemma. Go ask Rav Chananel. And if Rav Chananel will tell you just a simple, make a simple statement that the halacha follows, Rav Yoisi ben Amishulam, then you can be certain that we have an answer to our dilemma. Now, what does that mean? The Gemara explains. Just ask him a question. We have a dilemma. Our dilemma is the lomdis of Rabbi Yosi ben Meshulam. We don't know what the lomdis is. Is it mutter because it's not Giza, or is the lomdis because it's a davar she'ena mischavim? How are we going to find out the answer to our question of the lomdis? We're going to ask Rabbi Chananel. We're going to ask him a different question.
Yeah.
We're going to ask in general, is the halacha mutter or asr? When he'll tell us mutter or asr, we'll automatically be able to figure out what the lumdis is. What? What does that mean? What are you saying over here? Let's see. Halacha Rishonim Shulim Ef Shoyt Luchu. That will be the answer. Asr Shailuha, they asked him, Amal, who he said to them, Hachi Amarav, Halacha Krabi Yosi Ben Hamishulim. So he gave the psak. So he went back. Oh, the answer is mutter.
And that, what's that love? Are you allowed to?
It's mutter.
Yeah.
When it comes to a bechor. When it comes to a bechor, it's mutter.
Yeah.
Oh, so now he went back. Also, the kamei of
huna. Hold on a second. And who's shechting it?
The kohen's representative. The kohen. It's a baal mom. Oh. It's a baal mom. A bechor baal mom. It's also begiza. And you're giving it to the kohen. You have to give the Bukhar Bam to the Kohen. The Kohen now is going to... What does he
now
do?
Now he wants to eat it on Yom Tov.
During the weekday. During the weekday.
What's
he wants
the problem
it.
Now?
That was the whole Gemara. The Gemara is wants to know the
Lomdus.
You
should now.
The Gemara...
Sorry.
The Gemara, the Mishnah here is, you have a Bukhar, Balmum. You give it to the... Who do you give it to?
Kohen.
You give it to the Kohen.
Yeah.
What does the Kohen do with it? He shechs it. When does he shech it? Tuesday afternoon.
Yeah.
He shechs it.
Yeah.
But let's say this bechor you're giving to him has a doesn't have a hair, didn't have a haircut.
Nay.
So now this wool that's in the way.
Nee.
So is he allowed to go and shear the wool in order to be able
to do shechita? And we're talking about if he asks somebody else to shechita.
Either he himself or someone else.
But the problem if he does with the kohen.
So what? Doesn't make a difference who does it.
Why is it problematic for the kohen if he moves it?
The kohen is not allowed to shear the wool of a bechor balmo.
You're not allowed to have the right.
It's a gezeiras hakasa.
I'm sorry.
The kohen is only allowed to eat it and not allowed to shear its wool. So now he asks that he wants to shecht it.
Right.
There's a problem. Right. The animal has too much hair. That's the question.
Yeah.
So Rabbi Yosef, there's too much hair.
Yeah, yeah.
So I want to go and shear the wool in order to be able to do Maaseh Shechita.
Right.
Problem is, if I shear the wool, I'm being over on the Isser D'Oraisa of Giza.
Right.
Either he or makes a shliach to do it for me.
Right.
Okay, my neighbor. I'm a shliach d'var avera. Am I allowed to go tell someone to do an avera? You're not allowed to do Giza on this animal. So Rabbi Yosef ben Meshulam says, mutter. The Gemara is a question, what's the lumdis?
Right.
Why is it mutter? So the Gemara, why do you care? It's, what difference does it make to you? Why? It's mutter is mutter. No. There's a very big nafkamina. A nafkamina in Hilchas Shabbos. Hilchas, nothing to do about Bechor.
Yeah.
Garnish, Nechaz Yomtif. Behilchas Yomtif. It's Yomtif. On Yomtif, are you allowed to do a shchit on Yomtif?
Yes.
Why? Ach. Asher ye osel l'chol nefesh hu levad ye osel l'chem.
Yeah.
Are you allowed on Yom Tov to go water the lawn?
No.
It's not l'chol nefesh. Now, I have my animal. It's a chulin, and I want to do a shechita. There's a problem. There's too much hair on the animal.
Yeah.
I can't do the shechita.
Right.
So what do I need to do? I need to shear the wool. Is there an issur d'oraisa of giza on the animal, for a regular chulin animal? Of course not. But on Yom Tov, am I allowed to do giza on Yom Tov?
No.
So am I allowed to do Giza in order to do a Maaseh Shechita? Am I allowed to shear off the wool of the neck of the animal in order that I can do a Shechita?
No.
Oh, but it's Eichel Nefesh.
Yeah.
I need to eat.
No.
The only thing you can do for Eichel Nefesh is something that you could not have done yesterday.
Right.
But I could have yesterday taken off the wool.
Right.
But I forgot.
Right.
I forgot. So too bad for you.
Right.
Tough luck. Right. You can't go do the Shechita on Yom Tov.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. Let's understand the lamdis of Rabbi Yosef ben Meshulam by Bechor.
Yeah.
By Bechor, Rabbi Yosef ben Meshulam says, Koyen, you got a Bechor Baal Mum, you want to go to a Shechita, there's too much hair in the way? It's okay. Shear off the wool.
Uh-huh.
Mutter.
Yeah.
Why is it mutter? I'll give you two choices. It's not called Giza. You hear what I just said?
Yeah,
Called Giza. Or it is Giza. But it's a davar she'ena mischaven. That's not my intention.
If it is called Giza.
So then, if it is called Giza, we're basically saying, but it's davar she'mischaven. Whatever you're doing, you have in kavana, it's not Giza. Yom Tif, it may not be called Giza, but it's still called the oiker davar migiduloi. It's still called Talisha.
Yeah.
It does, just because it may not be called in the Torah Giza,
right,
still called Toilesh.
Yeah, okay.
On Yom Tif, are you allowed to do Talisha?
No,
I could have done it yesterday. Is that the lamnis of Yosef Yerushalm? Or maybe no. Maybe BMS, it is Giza. It is Giza. Why is it muta then on Yom Tif? The same way it's Dovah Shem Mischavim when it comes to the Koyin.
So it's not for sure of sick ratios, not for sure.
No, let's assume that. It could be not everyone agrees to psik ratio. You know, psik ratio is not such a part of the halacha. That a psik ratio of Layamas, everyone holds a psik ratio? Not Muchuch. I don't remember all the Lamdas. We pass off from myself. We pass psik ratio is awesome. But let's not get into that subject.
Okay,
let's just discuss. Abstractions. Should have gone to Chaim Berlin. Chaim Berlin, the morale. Abstractions.
Okay.
Everything's abstract. Psikresh. Let's go. Dover Shem Ischavin.
Yeah.
Abstraction. Dover Shem Ischavin. It's a Dover She'enoi Ischavin. Correct?
Yeah.
Correct. Dover Shem Ischavin. So, the same way as Dover Shem Ischavin with regard to the rules of Bukhar of Giza, it's a Dover She'enoi Ischavin with regard to Hilchus Yom Tif. So Meila, on Yom Tov, if you want to go to a Shechita and you forgot to do the shear of the wool before Yom Tov, are you allowed to do the shearing of the wool in the process of Shechita? Yes! Because it's a davar she'ena mischavein. Just like davar she'ena mischavein with regard to the Bechor and the prohibition of Giza, it's a davar she'ena mischavein with regard to Yom Hilchus Talisha. So that's why it's so critical to understand the lumdis of Rabbi Yosef Mishul and Orina. I just want to say, it's kedai to hear this point. It's kedai. I asked once of Simcha Soloveitchik. I asked them once. Of Simcha, you're a Soloveitchik. I mamish asked them this. You're a Soloveitchik. You come from mamish, a dynasty of the Gedola Yisrael, Rab Chaim.
You know him?
I said to him, what are all the Soloveitchiks obsessed with the Rambam? Rambam. Everything is the Rambam. Since when do you care about the Rambam? The Rambam was living here in this neighborhood. You wouldn't even look at him. He goes to work. He was a doctor. He was a priest. He wrote a Mori Nevuchim. Sefer Mad. He's not the schnitt of the briskers. The briskers of Mamish, nothing in common with the Rambam. Zero. Study the life of the Rambam. A brisker wouldn't give him a second look. And the brisker, obsessed, Mamish, an OCD with the Rambam. Rashi, they don't know from. And the Rishonim, they don't know from. The Rambam, Mamish, what is this? What's going on over here? So he said to me, asking a good question. And I'll tell you a good answer. The answer he told me changed my life.
Okay.
Changed my whole life. He said to me, there is no one in this whole world who ever wrote Chidushei Torah like the Rambam. In this respect, you can pass it from a Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, a Shaila B'Nogei Hilchos Kodesh. The Rambam's words are so consistent. What he writes, his chibur is so consistent from beginning to end. If you have a question, b'nogei hilchas tairis hamishpacha, you can go to hilchas brachos, and see what he writes. You can take that svara and you can apply it. Any other reason you can't do that? Whatever Rashi is masechta b'chayra is, you can't go bring a riot to masechta to masechta zvachim, because ha'iluchot v'ha'iluchot. The Rambam is the only one who's chutav machshava is consistent from beginning of Shas to the end of Shas. From beginning. Memela, that's why the Rambam, you have the ability to understand the Rambam by searching anywhere in the words of the Rambam.
That's why if he says it somewhere else.
Exactly. So the Zelbach, we hear Rambam have a Shaila. We have a Shaila when it comes to the Bechoyrois, a Shaila. What's the halacha? So, what am I nafkimino? Hilchos Bechoyrois. Hilchos Yomdiv. What does Yomdiv have to do with Hilchos Bechoyrois? Teretz is, in the Gemara, it's all the same. So where are you going to find the Rishon that's like a Gemara? Has the same Mahus. Only the Rambam. You hear?
Wow.
That's what he told me.
Can you share it with us?
That's what he told me. Unbelievable.
This is elevation. The one from my room.
No.
Where does he
What? He is a private person. No.